mentioned last week the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Well-known tshuva that the minhag for most of Jewish history, he writes, was that people were given only one name, not two. And he says the practice that has become quite accepted to give one person more than one name, Chasam Sofer writes, is a relatively recent practice. And as evidence of that, he cites the fact that you look throughout Shas, throughout Tanakh, you don't find figures in Tanakh who had two names. You don't find Tanoim and Amoraim who had two names, with the exception of Abba Shaul, Abba Gurion, but there the term Abba is more of a title of respect, of distinction. It's not an actual name that was given. And the same is found in the Tshuvas of the Nodi Behuda also, who writes that to the best of his knowledge, there is no evidence in Shas of a practice to give two names to one individual. That became a later, very recent, relatively speaking, minhag. It's been pointed out that the Chasam Sofer himself gave his own son, the Ksav Sofer, three names, if I'm not mistaken. Three names he gave his own son. But prior to that, centuries earlier, and way back in Jewish history, the Chasam Sofer writes that it was not common, if at all, it was never done to give more than one name to one person. In Sefer Otzer HaBris, he cites from Reuven Margolius, the genius librarian, I believe, in Tel Aviv, who had encyclopedic knowledge, who collects, I believe, almost perhaps approximately 20 names of Gaonim who had more than one name. Okay, but that doesn't mean that it was commonplace, even though it seems that he has a collection of many Gaonim who did have two names. Nonetheless, Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Yehuda both write, the minhag for very, very long was to only give a person one name, and only recently, relatively speaking, became customary to give more than one name to one person. Now, this has an interesting nafkamina with regards to the following question. We mentioned last week as well the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, which speaks of Shinoi Hashem, changing one's name, as a means of changing a Gzar Din that was perhaps issued against an individual. And this is a halacha found in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, Hilchos Bikur Cholim, Simon Shim Lamed Hey, Sif Yud. The Rama writes the following. The Rama says that if someone has a chole bebeso, someone who is ill in the family, he should go to the Chacham Shabir and ask the Chacham Shabir to daven on behalf of the chole. That is cited from Menemukah Yosef, Bava Basra, and the Eif Perek, minik to ask a chacham to daven for the chole in the family. Then there are more rites, v'chein nagu, and the minik also has become, he says, levarech cholim, the Beis HaKnesses, to say a mishaberach for a chole in the Beis HaKnesses, but not just the regular mishaberach that we often say, but he says, likro lahem shem chadash, a mishaberach that would incorporate within it a new name for the chole, because, and Bir Agrua cites as the source for the Shema, that same Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, Ki Shinui Hashem Korei Gzar Dino. A Shinui Hashem will nullify a Gzar Din. So if someone is Lo Leinu, very seriously ill, says the Rama, Minig became to recite a Mishaberach with a Shinui Hashem incorporated in the hopes that that will be Korei Gzar Dino. Shmuel Eliezer Stern, who is a Dayan in Bnei Brak, a well-known posek, has an interesting article in which he discusses what is the basis for the fact that the Shinui Hashem will be Korei Gzar Dino. How does that work? So he cites two possibilities, both of which are found in the Rishonim. Interesting idea. What's the principle upon which this idea of Shinui Hashem, Korei Gzar Dino, operates? He says, well, from the Ran, Chedushi HaRan, there on the Rif, on that Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin Mabez, the Ran writes as follows. The Ran says, Mishana Shemo, change the Chola's name. The time in the Milsa, and why does that work, says the Ran? Deshinui Hashem, goreim lo lasos tshuva. Shinui Hashem will motivate, cause the Chola himself to do tshuva. Why? Sheyomar Baliba, because he'll say to himself, Eini oso ha'ish, sheyisi kodem, I'm not the same person I used to be, I have a new name now. Vitzorech, I need a sakin ma'asai. I have to now change the way I live my life. So according to the Ran's interpretation of the Gemara, the benefit of Shinui Hashem is that it is a motivator, it is a catalyst for the Chol himself to do tshuva, because he starts to take to heart that I'm a different person now, I live life differently. Now, according to that, it would seem, if sadly the Chol is already at a certain point where he's no longer aware, no longer conscious, he's in a coma, he's in an advanced stage of illness where he's not capable of appreciating that, it would seem from the Ran, then the benefits of Shinui Hashem would not apply, l'chora. It seems it's only if the Chol is able to appreciate, I am a new individual now, I can do tshuva as a result. However, the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes Zayin says a different pshat. He says, Shinui Hashem works in the following manner, says the Ritva. He says, Debatil v'nafik me'itz tagninus delay. It moves a person from his, it's tagninus is a reference to the constellation of the stars that a person is born under, his mazel, if you want to call it that. It transforms the person's fate by transforming the person himself. Because after all, says the Ritva, the Gemara cites the basis for Shinui Hashem from, for example, Sarai Ishtacha, this past week's parasha. Vasikra Shema Sarai, Kisara Shema, Rirachti Yosav, Vagamna Sati, Memen El Chabain. Pasuk says, change Sarai's name to Sarah, Avram's name to Avraham, and then you'll become Avamon Goy, and then Sarah will have a child. The Gezardin changes when the shame of the individual changes because Batil Vanafik Mitztagninus Delay, it makes the person apparently a different person who's no longer subject to that same Gezardin that was once in place. So writes the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. So these two possibilities as to how the Shinui Hashem operates are both found in the Rishonim. That's the basis for the Shinui Hashem. Now, the Gemara cites the source for Shinui Hashem, as we just mentioned, from Sarah, Sarai, having children after her name was changed. However, in the Ramah, as we recited earlier, in Shin Lamed Hei Yerodeh, Shin Mishin Lamed Hei, the context for Shinui Hashem is when someone is very seriously ill. Rav Stern cites as well the Chubas Maram Chalava, Simen Sarivav, one of the later Rishonim, who also speaks of Mishaberch, for changing one's name, in the context of serious illness. And he addresses the following interesting question, very relevant question. Maram Chalava was asked, someone was Cholav and Otolomus, the Shinui Yashmo, Baskomas, based in Ho'elion. They did so with a minion of 10 people. They did so with a Tekiah shofar of sorts, I guess, to publicly proclaim it and announce it. They changed his name from Reuven to Yehuda. And he was asked in the instance that he was discussing, it was a case where the individual recovered. And he was then asked, which name do you now use? The original name or the new name? Which name do you now use? That was the question that was posed to the Maram Chalava. And he writes the following. He says, Nehigi alma lahakbid biyoser, shelo lahazkir shem harishon, ela shem haacharon. He writes that in his time, the minhag was, they were very makbid, not to make any mention of the original name, but only to make mention of the new name. Why? So he cites this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Shinui Hashem is Korei Gzardino, and the Raya from the Pasuk in Lech Lecha, Sarai's name being changed to Sarah. So it seems, says Maram Chalava, that the Shinui Gzardin and the Berachti Yosa that the Pasuk speaks of with regard to Sarai becoming Sarah is only applicable when the new name is used and not the original name. And therefore he says, that's why the Nag Ha'olam Lahakbid B'Yoser Shlo Lahaskir B'Shmo HaRishon. Precisely the point. Right. That's exactly what Stern is saying. He says, although we find in this Orchos, in the Maram Chalava, that the name is a complete name replacement, says that was true only because, like the Chasam Sofer said, in those days no one had two names. So if no one had two names, so how do you do a Shinui Hashem? Only by deleting the previous name and adding the new one and replacing the old name with the new one. So the Rav Stern writes, and he cites this from Tshuvas Milid Avas, Chela Gimel Simen Yud. He says, that's why Dafka then, the minhag was, you're doing a Shinui Hashem, you have to completely eliminate the old name and replace it with a new name. But nowadays, where we have, as we said, Chassam Sofer from Nebuhuda, nowadays everyone, not everyone, but it's so common to have more than one name. So then you can, nowadays, writes Rav Stern, simply add the name. You don't have to delete the old name. You can just add the new name. That's certainly sufficient, Bizman Hazeh, given that change in minhag of people having two names very, very frequently, very often. So Shinui Hashem does not mean delete the old name. It means simply add a new name. And that is something of the minhag. Rav Yisrael Belsky, who added a name to himself, became Rav Chaim Yisrael Belsky. He didn't eliminate the old name, he just added the new name. So the minhag nowadays is to not forget the old name, simply just to add a new name. And that's good, again, because of the change in practice of people now having more than one name. So it's Rav Soretz of Stern here in his essay on Shinui Shemos, Shinui Hashem. Now, it's interesting to note that the Orchas Chaim, he cites, one of the Rishonim, gives us a whole Seder for Shinui Hashem, which entailed Tkiyah Shofar, recital of Yud Gimel Midos, recital of numerous Psukim, and a Mishaberach that says, Kashen Ishtana Shemo, Ken Ishtana Mazalo. One looks in the Madrich that is often used by Rabbanim nowadays, it seems that the Minhag somehow evolved somewhat differently to... There's no Tekiyas Shofar, there's no recital of Yud Gimel Midos, there's no recital of Psukim, as the Orchas Chaim speaks of. There's a text for a Mishaberach of sorts. First, a tefillah is recited, in which the individual reciting the Shinui Hashem declares that Afim Nigzar, the based in Atzedek, that so and so, in the case of illness, Gzar Din was issued. Nonetheless, we set the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and we utilize that same phrase that the Mishaberach of the Orchas Chaim utilizes, the Kashem Shinashtana Shmo, Ken Yishtana HaGzar Din Me'olav, and that's followed by a Mishaberach, often made in the Beis Knesset, like the Maram Chalava mentioned that they used to make a Shinui Hashem in the presence of 10 people. Mishaberach, which then is a Mishaberach L'Cholim, with the new name incorporated. That seems to be the common minhag. Rav Stern then adds one last interesting point. He says that there are some who have a practice to go to various Rabbanim who will analyze the names of a couple. And they'll tell you that, no, this shidduch doesn't work because this name and that name doesn't work well together. And they'll change the name of one or the other. So he writes, Chaim Kanievsky cited his father, the stipler, who was very opposed to such practices. Chaim Kanievsky said that his father said it was shtusim to think that someone can determine based on a couple's names that not a good shidduch, change his name, change that name. There's also a fascinating sefer by Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, one of the most renowned mukubalim today in Eretz Yisrael, sefer called Tamim Tihya, which he also harshly criticizes that practice of taking a prospective shidduch to a rav who will look at the names and determine whether the names match together or not. Both Yaakov Moshe Hillel, he also cites the stipler as having been harshly critical of that practice. That's not a reason for Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem we find in the context of a serious illness, or perhaps in the context of the Gemara, we find in the Gemara Shana as being in the context of a Gezar Din that seems to have been issued against Avram or Sarai with their previous name, not with their second name, but Stapler was against Shinui Hashem for purposes of Shidduchim being deemed appropriate. Yeah, it's very well known that Chaim Kanievsky himself changed names only when he felt that the name wasn't a valid halachic name. Not because he looked at two names and said, no, there's no Shidduch here. But if there was a name that he felt was a modern Israeli innovation or innovative name, or a name that wasn't traditionally used as a name, I'm not sure what his guidelines were, but there were times when he would advise changing a name that was not in his opinion, a valid name, and he would advise replacing it with a new name. So I know of one individual, very fine Talmud Chacham, whose name was Oren, And Reb Chaim said, no, change the name to Aaron. That individual who then, having come from Toronto, asked Reb Shlomo Miller, Shlita, Rosh Kol Avreichem in Toronto, what do I do now with my ksuba? I was Oren, now I'm Aaron. He said, why are you asking me now about the ksuba? You should have asked me about changing the name in the first place. Or have told you not to change it. So, Reb Miller felt that it wasn't necessarily to change one's name under those circumstances. So yes, Reb Chaim had that shita that was well known, but he certainly nonetheless was against changing names based on Shiduchim compatibility as seen by some. Can I conclude with that?